Today, it's the bail-in showdown in 2 months. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, working on this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today I'm joined by Robbie Barwick from the Citizens Party. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Martin.
And it's getting pretty serious. We're down to the last couple of months now with regard to the bail-in question.
Yeah. Yes. So we want to announce this to all the viewers because we have a discrete block of time, 2 months, to really impress on members of Parliament the importance of passing Senator Malcolm Roberts' bill, the Banking Amendment Deposits Bill 2020. That will be debated on the 30th of November, right? So today is the 24th of September. We've got till the 30th of November to impress on the members of Parliament that this is what the public wants. They want this. They want the uncertainty cleaned up.
Right. And just to rerun the tape a little bit, of course, the legislation was introduced. It basically went to a Senate review committee who basically came back and said, well, there's not much to see here. But nevertheless, there wasn't really a compelling reason as to why the bill shouldn't have been passed. And so there was still an opportunity before the final debate relating to it to make sure that MPs are fully aware of just how concerned we are about this whole situation.
Yeah, and what I'd like the viewers to think about is how we can both impress this upon the members of Parliament and expand the campaign to make a lot more people aware, right? And so to that end, our party has produced a 2-minute internet video that we're actually putting as widely as we can around the internet to succinctly explain the bail-in issue and the importance of this bill. So let's play that for the viewers now.
Your deposits in the bank are not safe. How do I know this? I'm Robert Barwick, Research Director of the Australian Citizens Party. Your bank deposits are not safe because banks over the past decades have engaged in increasingly speculative financial derivatives. The world got a taste of what could happen in the global financial crisis of 2008. Tragically, the government response to that crisis was to bail out the banksters who created the mess, and the result is today's financial bubble is bigger than ever. Making matters worse, more and more people are now in trouble on their mortgages, threatening to pop the real estate bubble. In the next crisis, though, the bailout of the banks will include confiscating people's deposits. It's called bail-in. It was done in Cyprus in 2013. And people lost 47.5% of their savings. How is this possible? Most people don't realise that when you put money in a bank, you are considered to be an unsecured creditor. How safe does that make you feel? In February 2018, the Australian government rammed through legislation giving APRA crisis resolution powers. This law specifies that only certain specific financial instruments can be bailed in, confiscated, under crisis conditions. Then it includes the phrase, or any other instruments. Could you drive a truck through that loophole? The Australian Citizens Party has been sounding the alarm. We're working with Senator Malcolm Roberts of the One Nation Party, who introduced legislation that would close the loophole and protect depositors. Sign our petition and help us send a message, hands off our deposits. No one should have to suffer the horror of seeing their life savings disappear. Corrupt bankers should not be bailed out on the backs of innocent depositors. Don't delay, get involved, sign our petition and share on social media. Let's not wait until the next crisis explodes and it's too late.
Right. Robbie, that's very powerful.
Thanks. Well, hopefully it gets the message across. It's look, the whole point of it is that those words, any other instrument, they do open a loophole and this bill can close it. And we need to really get that through to people. We'll put below this video, Martin, a link to the petition, right? We really want to emphasize spreading that around as well, getting people to sign that and share that widely. Between the petition, sharing that video, and phone calls and emails to members of parliament, right, we can really get through to them. Now, here's the parameter, though. We don't, in the next 2 months, we don't have to win a debate about whether the law is uncertain or not. That's not what we have to prove to members of parliament. The parliamentary inquiry, which was always going to report what it said, claims the law is not uncertain, right? But we have a funny cartoon we put in our publication yesterday. I'll share that with you. You can put it on the screen. Where basically the government's saying the law isn't uncertain. Here's why. 10 hours later, so is that clear yet? Right? Because the convoluted legal and complex arguments they had to make to prove why the law isn't uncertain by definition proves it is uncertain. But we don't have to do that. All we have to do in the next 2 months is prove to members of parliament that thousands of Australians are concerned that it's uncertain. Right? And one of probably the most powerful point that Senator Roberts made in his dissenting report is that the government's inquiry could not find any adverse consequences to passing the bill. So if there's no adverse consequences to passing it, yet it would satisfy, it would reassure thousands of Australian bank customers, millions if they knew about it, and we have to make sure millions do know about it, right? And I think more, a lot of people are knowing about it. Even there's an internet publication called Rate City 2 days ago had an article about the concern about deposits. People are picking up on it. But if it would reassure those millions of bank customers that this can't happen, right, because it puts it beyond all doubt, well, that's win-win, right? And that's what the members of parliament have to be thinking when they decide how they're going to vote on this bill. And the way the decision will be made will be in their party room meetings. The Liberals will have a party room meeting, the Nationals, the Greens, One Nation, and the Labor Party. They'll have a party room meeting, and there'll be a discussion about what they do about this bill, right? And we want to make sure that the majority of senators and MPs are saying, what have we got to lose, right? And because we know, we're not saying, this is not a token thing, that Malcolm Roberts' bill will remove all doubt, right? It absolutely will. There's no way to reinterpret Malcolm Roberts' bill. That says that any sense that deposits can be bailed in cannot happen, right? It specifies deposits cannot be bailed in. The law currently does not specify that. Malcolm Roberts' bill does. So that's clear. And we want the members of parliament to be thinking, well, what have we got to lose? If our leaders are telling us the truth, what have we got to lose to actually do this? And that's what we have to achieve in the next 2 months, Martin. And that's going to come through a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails, right? And sharing this widely. And when you share it with people and inform them and they're concerned about it, you've got to tell them, yes, get involved too, right? Because their call, their email, adds to the weight that's going to impress these members of parliament.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's worth just underscoring again, there's this whole issue of deposits potentially being sucked in as part of a bank rescue is quite relevant given the current financial situation that we find ourselves in. You and I both predicted this some time ago, that this is where we're headed. Well, it's true that we now are headed into a land of uncertainty with high mortgage debt, of course, being an issue now, with potentially high levels of defaults, risks in the derivative portfolio of the banks and all sorts of other things. And the fact is that deposits, which should be sacrosanct, aren't necessarily sacrosanct. Look over at New Zealand, where they've got very explicit regulation that allows deposits to be taken to be part of a reconstructed bank. Now, you know, that is clear, and that means that there is an option. In Australia, of course, it's all very unclear, which, as you say, the 10 hours of conversations, right? They basically argued left, right and centre to try and actually say, no, we don't need to change the legislation, where, of course, just making that one line change, that one or two word change, completely nails it, completely removes the doubt, completely guarantees that deposits will never be bailed in. So it's a very simple, straightforward fix to what has been created as a mammoth problem simply because of all this really stupid stuff that's gone on with regard to regulators and APRA and all bending over backwards trying to say, no, we would never do that, would we? Trust us, right? Whereas this absolutely nails it. And the final point, of course, here is that, you know, we know that there will be regulators and, you know, some government officials who will not want to have that option taken off the table. Right? Because what they actually want is as many options to deal with the crisis that's brewing. And remember that the 250k deposit guarantee is irrelevant, right? So every time they come back and say, no, don't worry, there's a 250k deposit guarantee, that is irrelevant to deposit bail-in.
Now, that's what we're smoking out, by the way, with this campaign, right? The fact that, yes, there are people in the government that want to have the option to bail in, right? We knew that from the beginning. They signed up to the policy, and they haven't wanted to be honest about it. But essentially, with this bill, we've given the government the brush with which it's painted itself into a corner. And either they come clean on that, which will shock the pants off the whole system, right? Or they, you know, admit defeat quietly and go, no, okay, we're not going to get away with that. We're going to have to let this bill pass. Mm. That's what our efforts can persuade them to do in the next few months. Now, I got a story to retail though, because it just defines what we've got, the challenge before us. A lot of viewers would be familiar with the campaign to stop the cash ban law. Right, and we've done very well on that, and the government there's no indication from the government that they intend to go forward with that, though they haven't formally removed it yet. So we're still monitoring that. We'll see, but there's a huge effort went into that, right? And for the second half of last year and the first part of this year, now you can't fight everything at once, and so for a lot of this year, we've campaigned on the bail-in issue in bursts. Right, but this is not something that we've got on YouTube every week and said to people, you got to make calls on bail-in. So one of our supporters had a meeting last week with a Labor member of parliament in New South Wales, and this member of parliament tried to claim that there wasn't as much community concern about bail-in because he's only had 6 calls on it compared to the flood of calls he had on the cash ban, right? So, okay, that's his perception. He was comparing the two. Now, we're the ones who generated the calls on the cash ban as well. So therein lies the challenge, people, right? In the next 2 months, that's the perception we have to change, because we know there's huge community concern about this. It's just that you can't be badgering members of parliament all the time. Well, in the next 2 months, we can. And people really have to be ambitious. And what I encourage people to do is send emails and you can get the YouTube link to that ad you just saw, the 2-minute video that explains it all. You can email that to them, right, and say, you need to watch this and you need to pass Malcolm Roberts' bill. Follow that up with phone calls. Did you get the email I sent you, right? What are you going to do about it? The phone calls don't have to be technical. All you're doing is passing on to the person, I'm concerned about this. You need to support this bill that will address my concern, right? And do it to your member of parliament. Whatever state you're in, you've got 12 senators. They're the ones that are going to be voting on the 30th of November, not the House. Do it to all 12 senators. Make those calls, send those emails to all 12 senators, and then rinse and repeat, right? Do it 2 or 3 times in the next few months. Encourage people to do the same thing. Whatever feedback you get, you respond to that feedback, because the initial feedback will be sort of the fob-off variety, right? And they'll tell you about the financial claim scheme and your money's guaranteed and all that. Right? So you've heard what Martin's just said. Tell them it's irrelevant. That doesn't apply. That doesn't satisfy you. Whereas this bill will, right? And keep responding to that. So you have that constant engagement. And that flood that they start receiving, that will be expanding, so it hits a crescendo by the 30th of November, that's what's going to shape their thinking when they vote. This is one we can win. We absolutely can win. Nothing's guaranteed, but this one we absolutely can win. So they're my suggestions of what to do, right? So our organisation is putting out the word to all our supporters, spreading the word as widely as we can. We're even paying Google, I hate to say that, to run that ad on YouTube and Google searches and whatever, right? We need to expand this as much as we can in the next few months, because this is an opportunity that it doesn't come along very often, right? We've got the perfect solution to this problem. And bear in mind, it'll have global consequences. Whatever success we might have here to stop this, all the G20 countries signed onto this policy, they'll all take notice of the fact that the Australian people forced their government to drop it. And then that'll be good for the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is not too late. There is that window of opportunity. So pick up the phone, send the emails. And let me just come back to this deposit guarantee, because, of course, every time you approach a politician, they immediately respond with saying, no, there's a 250K deposit guarantee. Don't worry, right? Just to be clear, a deposit guarantee is only activated by the government when a bank has failed, right? That's one situation. The bail-in of deposits is deliberately in place, potentially to pull money from deposits to put more capital into a bank to stop it failing, thereby not triggering a 250K deposit payout guarantee. So those two things are completely separate. So every time a politician comes back, when you talk to them about the Roberts bill and effectively that we need to get it passed, when they come back on the 250K deposit, the immediate response is it's irrelevant, because one is passed when the bank has failed and the other is to stop the bank failing in the first place, right? It's very unclear, important. Many politicians either don't understand the difference between the two, or more likely deliberately deflect from one to the other, which is what actually the regulator has also been doing.
So don't let them come up with excuses not to pass this law, right? Yep. That's, we've got to focus them on this law. It's small, it's short, it's beautiful, it's simple. It will address this problem that exists in the law, the uncertainty in the law. And whether they think that's necessary or not, you convince them that it's necessary for you, right? And yeah, I think we can win this one. So fight hard, people. 2 months, stay focused on it. It's a short, sharp dash to the finish line. It might feel like a bit of a marathon in the middle, but don't lose breath. The more you stay focused on this, expand it as widely as possible. You watch how what will happen is you'll start to see a lot of media reporting it too about it. If there's a big enough stink, politicians will start complaining. All those things, we'll know that we're getting through, and then the final say will be on the 30th of November in the Senate.
Robbie, thanks for your time today. A very important message. We'll put all the links below, and perhaps we'll do an update in about a month's time as we make progress through the campaign.
Thanks, Martin.
See you later. Thanks.